Cameron White on 99. He works it fine. He's going to get it. The grand old man of Victorian cricket gets his 22nd first class century. Another three figures at the MCG.
Another. Cam White wanders in. Nice to see you, Whitey.
Thanks, Jim. Any chance we can change that intro?
Well, it's the 22nd 100's the good bit. Yeah, the grand old man, you probably don't need to
be 50.
How old are you?
Now,
29.
Shame that it was 2-all. We would have preferred 2-1 or obviously 3-1, but still retaining the Ashes. If I'd have said to you before the Australian team started this series that we were going to retain the Ashes with that batting lineup, what would you have said?
Oh, well, take it and run for a start.
Take it and run. Yep. Exactly right.
But in saying that, I thought, you know, we finished, obviously lost overnight, finished the series 2-2, kept the urn. But I think it's probably not a true reflection, actually. I thought we probably could have been more 3-1. Yep. We dropped a lot of catches, actually, throughout the series, which is a bit unusual for Australian teams. So, and there was that, you know, the big, you know, Stokes's classic innings to get him over the line where we did drop some catches and had a lot of chances in that game as well. First innings of this match, game five, we dropped Joe Root three times before he was 30-odd, I think. Yeah. So I think, you know, if we hold on to a few more catches here and there, we probably win the series 3-1.
And we review better.
No, I was going to say that.
How'd we go with that, Bill?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Is there any training go into that? DRS? Going upstairs?
No. Yeah, I think they've got that technology.
Tim Payne has got no idea.
He actually admitted that on the, day four presser.
Oh, Saturday night, when Joe Denley, Mitch Marsh, I've never seen a plumber LBW. And the thing is, Bill, you send it upstairs, you don't lose the review anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to really stuff it up to lose the review, don't you?
Why wouldn't you go upstairs? I just can't believe it.
He was terrible, Tim.
Easy on the couch, I guess, though, isn't it, Bill?
But surely you know, don't you? When you bowl or your keeper.
What was he up to? He was like 5 from 35 or something. His record was with DRS. So, but the main thing is he's brought the urn back, Bill. So that's what matters.
We have got to fix the batting in this country, though, Whitey. It is a very grave concern to me that we've got blokes averaging 20-odd in first-class cricket playing test cricket for our country.
Yeah, it is a bit of a worry, Jim, I guess. And probably it was no different before the very start of this series, I guess. We're still probably in a very similar situation, I guess. I've written down the, our next test, I think, is November 21 versus Pakistan.
Yeah, right.
You know, who opens the batting?
Well, Ricky Ponting.
He said Warner's a lock.
A lock.
Now punter's the unofficial everything in this country for cricket. Coach, selector, captain.
But he's not officially the coach or selector, is he?
No, I think he swings in and out, doesn't he? He will coach for a little period of time, then he was obviously in the commentary box. But I'd imagine he's still, if punter says he's a lock, I'm going to put him in as a lock. But
I'm
not sure, just because I thought they played him that last test just to give him one last go to say, well, it's this one or maybe never. So.
No man ever has played in 5 tests and made fewer runs. Never.
It was just shot to bits, Dave Warner. So I found that amazing too from Punda. But it was the opening batting in the series was horrible. Their openers were and so were ours.
Yeah, for both teams. Yeah, you're right. I don't think the opening partnership, I think, was under 10 for both
Burns,
teams.
Credit to him, battled through. You did. But the other three just had a horrible time.
That's right. So I had...
Righto, who you got?
Oh, I just question mark, Bill, because we've got 4 games of Shield cricket. And I think whoever just makes runs in those 4 games of Sheffield Shield cricket before the first test, they're probably going to get in. But
well, who's around?
Joe Burns.
There's Joe Burns. There's Cameron Bancroft, who played a couple of tests. Curtis Patterson's probably not an opener, but you know he could look. But I think we want blokes to average 50 in test cricket. There's one bloke here in Victoria that could, you know, that has the potential, and that's Will Pekoski. I think our youngest, brightest prospect in the country. And we need to, as we Jim and I were discussing off air, we need to find out. So this kid, you know, has all the tools, so that he's batting 3 for Victoria, so that's stick him up there with, you know, by him and Warner would be a good combo.
So you'd open him, would you?
Well, I've got loose bus change at Marnus, loose bus at number 3. Smith, obviously, 4. Travis Head, I think, has to come back in. Mm. And Matty Wade's got 100 overnight at number 6. Payne, 7, and our bowlers were outstanding throughout the Ashes. So Cummings, Pattinson and Stark can rotate around, depending on how they're travelling. Lyon, 10, Hazelwood, 11, and I think that's how we'll look.
Righto, but we've just got to find 2 openers.
I think so. Mm. But look, a little bit more depth, as Jim's there suggested, would be...
Is there anyone else around?
Was no one missing?
Queensland, like Loose Bus. He was a Queensland. We didn't know a lot about him.
Yeah, and I think he only averaged 20, about finished the season averaging between 24, 28 last year in Sheffield Shield cricket. So obviously he's done, you know, great. He's done very well since he's got this opportunity in the Ashes. But, you know, his numbers weren't huge last year in Shield cricket. And outside of, you know, Matty Wade and Marcus Harris were the two outstanding players in Sheffield Shield cricket last year. Burns is probably the other one that's an opener that's around the mark.
Who's the one in Perth they like?
Well, Bancroft's from Perth, but I think there is a young fella there, Bill. I know the one you just escapes me at the moment. Leave that with me. I'll come back.
Right. The modern players, Whitey, don't play anywhere near straight enough for mine. And I know that white ball cricket has taken over. And when you tick the score over in white ball cricket, you hit it to point and square leg a lot because that's the scoring areas. But when you watch Test cricket, the ball going back down the pitch doesn't happen anywhere near enough for me. And that's a bit of the curse of what T20 cricket's done to batting.
Yeah, that's the debate going around with our long form sort of batting, as we've just discussed here with these the best seven or eight batters in the country. Is this now, are we seeing the effect of T20 cricket around the world and you know, the younger generation, that's all they're sort of focused on, and maybe, you know, the days of red ball cricket and the absolute passion from the younger, you know, the younger generation, is that hopefully it changes as they get a bit older, but, you know, hopefully they still want to play Test cricket.
Ashton Turner. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that wasn't the one I was thinking of, Bill, but he's more short form and middle order sort of player, but there's still another one that I'll find.
Whitey, and we're going to find out if you used to go into the rooms and have a beer afterwards like the boys did last night.
Cam White is in the studio, chatting Ashes.
Just talking about Dave Warner being a lock for the first test. I've got the performances here on this bit of paper in front of me, Whitey. His last five innings in this test series, 0-3-5-2-8. Mm. How are you a lock when you're putting those five innings together?
Yeah, and interestingly, we were talking about Ricky Ponting there before. I think after game two, there was a lot in the press about, you know, him giving Warner advice, coming across to off stump against Stuart Broad and playing the line of the ball. He did that and got 60. Mm. I saw the other night in game five, he was back across there on leg stump and did not look like he was going to get a run. So, interesting time when you're under pressure, you sort of, funny things happen.
95 runs in 10 innings. That's an average of 9 after.
Thank you, Bill.
It's not much. When the great Steve Smith averaged 110, it's not bad.
Hey, so after the game, I really like seeing this, Whitey. The Aussies went in to the English dressing room and they had a beer. Hard-fought series. And then they've gone, righto, it used to be after every day's play back in the day. But now, the last day of the series, I thought it was good that they all got together.
Yeah, there's a great photo doing the rounds on social media this morning of, you know, both teams having a few, having a catch up and having a few beers. So yeah, it's good to see. And I think that's part of, obviously, after the incident in South Africa, that Australia want to, you know, keep the image up and play the game in the right spirit. And obviously, there's a time when you know, get together after the game and enjoy a, you know, what was a pretty good series, really. So good to see.
Does that happen in Shield cricket anymore?
A little bit.
Not much?
Not as much as what it used to. As you said there, you're not allowed to drink as much booze anymore these days. So, it's sort of, you do catch up for a little bit after the game, but you do it, you're watching your clock a bit, see when the opposition gets out of the room as well.
Wade and Archer had a few little words to say to each other.
Hobart Hurricanes teammates.
Yeah. Would they be teammates? Would they catch up for a beer?
I don't know. I don't know if Wadey and Archer get along that well. I'm not really sure. Certainly didn't look like it out in the middle. But I think, you know, when you play with someone in, you know, Big Bash, and that's what happens a lot of the time around the world. You're playing against, you know, England v Australia. But in the IPL, a lot of these blokes might be playing together. Big Bash is, you know, the same. You know, Josh Butler plays for the Thunder, and a few of these blokes have, Joe Denley's played a lot for the Sydney Sixers, so they would know each other a fair bit as well. That always helps with a beer at the end of the game.
If you're playing the Strikers, Adelaide Strikers, Steve Smith comes out the bat, what plan would you have for him? You got a leg slip in or a leg gully? You gonna follow your little leggies?
Oh, I'm actually working on a bit of a theory at the moment, Bill.
Right.
I reckon I might go with someone. I might not try and challenge him. I might just bring someone on to bowl that Steve Smith just thinks he's no good. Just send a message. Just say,
so yourself.
Mate, that's right. Good point, Bill. Just bring someone on, like me, and just say, Stephen, you're just too good for us, mate. Yeah. So put them all in front of the bat and just hopefully he just hits one up in the air. That's about all I've sort of got at the moment.
Are you captain over there?
No, I am not. Travis Head is a skipper, and there's, you know, Alex Carey's there as well, so there's plenty in front of me.
There's another bloke that could play, walk into that first test, couldn't he, Carey?
Well, are you picking him as the keeper, though? Because you've got Tim Payne
well,
there already.
Got either so. Wade or him. And I suppose Wade making 100 helps.
You got the big doodle Gillespie is the coach of the Sixers.
Yeah, that's right. Good man, Diz. So looking forward to played all my career here in Victoria. So hearing a few new voices and a new group of players will be good. So looking forward to it when it comes
great
around.
Great place. Like the crowds there for BBL are enormous too.
Yep,
so
huge. Got
you love playing there.
Big New Year's Eve game every year as well, which they sell the joint. So sell the joint out. So that'll be good. So yeah, it'll be good once it comes
around.
Will
you get booed when you come back here, do you reckon?
More than likely, Bill. Yeah, probably. I won't miss batting on Etihad after last year. No. I'll give you the tip. So I didn't really enjoy that much. That's a good excuse for you anyway.
They can't get that right, can they? The pitchers there just don't seem to be able to get the speed and bounce in them.
Funny enough, I think the closing the roof, which I think they have to if there's any chance of rain, like the day before, it's like having the covers on. So if you leave a little bit too much moisture in it while the roof is obviously open, shut the roof, 24 hours later, 7 o'clock the next night when you play, the pitch can get a little bit wet. So... yeah, it's just, I think that the curators are new last year, so we'll chop them out a little bit.
Looking forward, you're talking about the Pakistan series. There's two tests there, and then three against New Zealand, which I am looking forward to because they play very good test cricket, the New Zealanders.
Very competitive and obviously playing very well at the moment, though. They made the World Cup final. They get themselves up to play Australia, got some good bowling, which, Trent Bolt leading their attack, which you need in Australia. So, Williamson, world-class player. Fantastic Ross player. Taylor's still going
He's
strong.
He's still not playing, surely.
Ross Taylor?
Yeah.
I think his numbers are getting better by the day, Bill.
Come on,
so
Ross. He's about 70.
He's as old as me. Yeah, so they're still going well, so and they're always competitive.
Mm-hmm. I liked them. I used to love them because they'd have a crack, but they're a far better side now. Mm. All right, what's on now, White Dog?
No, not much, Bill, actually.
Just about to wind you up.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm for a question.
I tell you what, the bloke I'm subbing in for, Bill.
Where's Hastings?
Yeah, big Johnny Hastings. There's a good rumour going around the cricket circles that the big Duke has drunk the Caribbean out of Coronas.
Fair dinkum.
The whole joint's dry.
Oh, he's a big boy.
He'll come back 15 strong, I reckon. 15 kegs heavier than
he would be. And he's going and taking the doll over. No. She's running the cafe.
She's flat out kids and cafe.
Exactly.
And Duke's buggered off to the Caribbean.
What's Pina coladas on the beach.
Who else? Any other Aussies over there?
Fawad Ahmed, bowling a treat. Chris Gayle making 100 still.
So I saw him make 100 the other day. They made 240 or 50 and they got rolled. Small little grounds over there.
How big was the ground, Bill?
That was tiny. I think there was 46s here.
The big universe boss, when he starts, he can't stop.
They just keep
like he has a look at four or five, and then it hits a six. And if he hits a six, Bill, he tries to hit every ball he faces from that moment on for six.
Well, he did that, and then he got his 100. And he does this, gets his bat, takes his helmet off, and puts his helmet on top of the bat. What's all that about?
I don't know, Bill.
He puts the helmet on top of the bat handle and shows it around. I don't know what that is. It's strange.
There you go.
Greg Chappell, he used to do stuff with his bat handle when he got 100 there one day, Jim, in Lords.
Jim?
Bill, don't look at me. You're telling the story.
I remember when he had the bat up in the air and the handle, Jim.
Bill, you're telling the story.
Oh, this has gone pear-shaped.
Righto. Anyway, who wins the footy this week? Geelong and West Coast.
I tell you, it's not winning the footy. The Cats. Tomahawk's gone.
No.
Tigers,
you know who
too
wins?
Good.
Geelong and the Giants. That's the grand final.
If you think that, Bill, you better go to TAB and get someone.
Who do you follow?
Tigers.
Tigers. Do you ever play footy in Wonthaggi or wherever you're from?
Bensdale. Yeah, I play for the Wyong Tigers.
Wyong?
Yeah, there you go.
Bensdale, Jim.
It's a long way away.
Hey, Whitey, good seeing you, mate. Thanks for dropping in and helping us get through this Ashes series. It's been great.
Thanks, boys.
And today.
Last minute of that kind of went off track a little bit. That's all right.
What is wrong with him?